Bibles this morning, turn, if you will, to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John this morning and chapter number 10. The Gospel of John and chapter number 10 this morning. Very familiar passage of Scripture this morning. Matter of fact, we've preached from these verses or some of these verses before. But we feel like the Lord's placed upon our heart a thought for this week and next week. I don't know if it'll go any farther than that, but the Lord has placed upon my heart. Matter of fact, a few weeks ago, He began to deal with my heart about the message that we're going to preach, Lord willing, next Sunday. And we got to thinking about it, and the Lord just put some things together. And we're going to start today with giving you some thoughts upon what we're going to look at for the next couple of weeks. And I pray to be a blessing and a help to you. And I pray most of all, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, that you will truly see that your greatest need today is to come to know Him as your personal Lord and Savior. You'll find, of course, this great chapter, chapter number 10, of course, Jesus Himself giving the discourse, if you will, on the Good Shepherd. And, of course, He is the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, and the Chief Shepherd. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about that today. I may talk about that some next week in the message. But today I just simply want to talk about the Shepherd and His sheep. And it just so happens that we got a couple of visitors with us today, a couple of visitors that we brought along with us this morning. And we're going to use them for a visual illustration today. Everybody always seems to like visual illustrations. I've already had some people up here petting my sheep this morning. And, man, they are soft and, man, they feel real and all that kind of thing. And so sometimes visual illustrations helps us sometimes to get a better grasp on what Jesus was trying to teach and what He was talking about. And I'm going to set one of them right here. And I'm going to set the other one on the other side because there's something, there's some great things about sheep as you study about sheep. And I know we've made reference to it before. Be careful there, old buddy. I don't want you getting away from me. So there's some great things about sheep as you study the Scriptures. And I'm going to set those right here this morning so everybody can see them. And as Jesus, of course, here was teaching about the Good Shepherd and about the sheep. And, of course, many times in the Scriptures you will find that He makes references to sheep. And certainly as we think about our life, and of course Him being our Good Shepherd, our Great Shepherd, and our Chief Shepherd, then for those that are saved today, that makes us what? Sheep. That makes us sheep this morning. And so I'm going to give you some things about sheep today. Many of you may already know some of the things that we're going to talk about. But I pray if you don't, again, there'll be a blessing and a help and remind us today of our great relationship that we have with our Good Shepherd, our Great Shepherd. You'll find the context of this Scripture here is making reference back to the previous chapter where Jesus had touched the man that had been born blind. And we see all the criticism that He got from that, of course, from the Pharisees and all the religious leaders. That's what religion does today. But I'm glad there's something about a relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to talk to you today about the Shepherd and His sheep. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. All right, I'm going to ask you to stand. If you're able to stand, out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God this morning, if you're able to stand, and certainly if you're not, that's okay. I'm going to read several verses of Scripture, and I'm going to try to be as brief and as quick as I can this morning, but I want us to focus upon the Shepherd and His sheep. The Bible says, starting in John chapter 10, verse number 1, verily, Jesus Himself speaking here, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. Notice that, hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep, watch this, follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief, notice in verse number 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and watcheth, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I like verse 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I like that verse of Scripture. You say, preacher, why is that? Because I believe he's talking about the Gentiles right here. I'm glad, thank God, hallelujah, we can be sheep as well this morning. I'm glad there's one fold. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings, and many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? And this verse 21 makes reference back to the previous chapter. Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? So may the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let's pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you for another day on this side of eternity. So thank you, Father, for your love, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you for the relationship and fellowship, Lord, that we can have with you this morning. And Lord, I thank you for the teaching of the word of God. I thank you for the wonderful singing. And Lord, all this has been done, Lord, already in your name this morning. Thank you for this precious portion of Scripture this morning. And Lord, I pray right now as your servant, I pray, God, that you'd anoint me, Father, with fresh oil. I pray that you guard my mind and my mouth. I'll not say anything that would be contrary, Lord, to your word this morning or contradict your word. But I pray that, Lord, as I stand here, that, Father, you would anoint me with fresh thoughts and, Lord, with fresh oil, that, God, I might preach, Lord, the very things that are needed for this hour. And then, Lord, I pray that hearts and minds will be open and receptive to what you have, Lord, for each and every one of us here this morning, especially, Lord, to that one that could be here today, Lord, that's never truly been born again. God, I pray this morning you would convict them and draw them. Then, Lord, for those that are saved today, may we rejoice in the salvation, Lord, that we have. May we listen for your voice. May we follow you this morning. Lord, you know the need, Lord, of this hour. Lord, I pray that you'd use it now. And, Lord, again, touch your servant. Lord, I need your help this morning. I realize Satan's going to do everything that he can to try to hinder this morning. But, God, I pray, God, that you'd use us now this morning. Help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. Again, for a few moments, I just want to begin to deal with the fold of the shepherd and his sheep. As we've already said this morning in this great text, we see that Jesus is here giving the discourse on the good shepherd. And we know this morning that he himself is the good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. And he lets us know that here in this text before us. He says that the sheep here, of course, hear his voice and will follow the good shepherd. This morning, today, maybe each and every one of us, I pray, will allow the Spirit of God to search our hearts this morning. And if you're not following the good shepherd, if you are not within the fold of God today, I pray that the Spirit of God would convict you and draw you this morning and this very day that you would become come within the fold of Almighty God. As we said, Jesus is making reference back to the previous chapter where he has touched the eyes of the blind man that had been born blind. And, of course, the question was asked, who had sinned? And Jesus let him know that, of course, the reason that he was born that way is so that certainly he could be exalted, God could be exalted, and certainly the people could begin to understand that he was the good shepherd. And we see that the religious leaders, they didn't like that. Just like today, religious people don't really want anything to do with Jesus. I'll tell you what, this morning I'm thankful for the good shepherd. And we see the Good Shepherd here before us now in this text this morning. I want to give you just a few things about the Good Shepherd before I begin to talk about the sheep. We see the Good Shepherd, first of all, of course, as we said, being Jesus Christ Himself. And we see some things about this Good Shepherd. And I'm glad again that He is that Good Shepherd, that Great Shepherd, that Chief Shepherd this morning. I want you to notice some things about Him. First of all, we see that He has a personal interest or gets personally involved with the sheep. Now, you know, of course, in Jesus' day, even into today's society there, not maybe as much as it was then, but certainly shepherds and sheep were very prevalent in that area. So Jesus is talking about things that they understand. Now, we may not understand as much about it here in our Western culture as they did there, but we find, of course, as you study and look at that time period, how important that the shepherd was and how important that the sheep were, and certainly how important it was to have for those sheep a good shepherd. And could I say this morning, we have a good shepherd. We have the Great Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd this morning in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that that shepherd gets personally involved, certainly here as Jesus is giving this discourse, and He's talking about being personally involved in the life of the sheep. And so this morning, I'm glad that He got personally involved or has personal interest. He pursues the sheep. And of course, we also find from the text that He purchases them. He giveth His life for the sheep. I'm glad this morning for the Good Shepherd that was willing to go to the cross of Calvary and lay down His life that you and I could be saved. Hallelujah, this morning, and know the Good Shepherd. Listen, friend, you cannot get in the fold of God this morning other than through Him by the Good Shepherd today, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the religious leaders, He's dealing with the religious leaders, and He's talking about the thief and the robber and those that try to come in or slip in some other way. Listen, that's the very day we're living in today as well. People are trying to get in some other way. People are trying to slip in. Listen, friend, you don't slip in no other way. Matter of fact, you don't slip in at all. I'm glad the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, I'm glad He pursues the sheep. I'm glad He purchases the sheep. Oh, there on the cross of Calvary, my friend, He stretched out His arms and He died. He gave up the ghost and cried, "It is finished," this morning, so that you and I could be in the sheepfold of God. I'm telling you this morning, hallelujah, that ought to make us want to lift our hands and lift our voice and praise Him today. Because none of us are worthy, hallelujah, the salvation and the relationship that we have through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, I'm telling you, what a good shepherd that you and I have this morning, my friend. He gets personally involved. I'm glad it's that way. Hallelujah. There's all kinds of movements and all kinds of cults and all kinds of this and that. But I'm glad, thank God, one Sunday morning I met the Master. I met the Good Shepherd. Hallelujah. Became a part of the sheepfold of Almighty God this morning. Friend, if you're not in the sheepfold, I beg of you this morning, come to the Good Shepherd, the one that pursues you, the one that has purchased and paid for you this morning, my friend, so that you and I could know Him today in the free pardon of sin. I want you to notice the Good Shepherd this morning is personally involved. Not only does He get personally involved, but also you'll find through this text and through other areas that He provides for the sheep. Hey man, He provides for the sheep. He talks about in this text that we read before you, it talks about those good pastures, those green pastures. And of course, the great 23rd Psalm. I don't have time to get into all that this morning. But aren't you glad that we have a shepherd today, hallelujah, that provides for His sheep? Listen, friend, I don't know what you have need of today. I don't know what's in your heart. I don't know what's in your life. I don't know what you might be facing today. I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad there's one today, as a choir so wonderfully sang about, that's still on the throne. Hallelujah. He's still the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd today provides for His sheep. He leadeth them beside the still waters. Hallelujah, this morning. He brings them into green pastures. I'm telling you today, hallelujah, I'm glad this shepherd will never leave His sheep this morning. Hallelujah. He provides for His sheep. So He gets personally involved. He provides for His sheep. But then he protects the sheep. Notice it's talking about the sheepfold and coming in here in the first part of this great chapter. And he's talking about coming into that sheepfold, that place of protection. Do you realize today that a good shepherd is going to do everything that he can to protect every sheep that he has? He don't want any to get away. He don't want any to get out. He don't want any to be devoured by the wolf. But notice he talks about that hireling in the same text. He talks about that one that when he sees the wolf coming, you know what that shepherd, he's not really a shepherd, he's a hireling. What happens when the wolf comes? What happens when the trouble comes? What happens when the difficulty comes? And listen, the wolf's going to try to slip in. Amen. But aren't you glad this morning we have the good shepherd this morning that not only gets personally involved and not only provides, but he protects the sheep. He is going to take care of me and you. If you are his today, if you are within the sheepfold of God, I can promise you this morning, hallelujah, he is going to take care of you and me. I'm telling you, thank God this morning, if we'll just continue to follow him. Now notice some things about the text this morning. He talks about the sheep hear his voice. And when they hear his voice, the Bible also says in that text that what do? They follow him. Now, he is the good shepherd. Now, I'm an under shepherd here, but he is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd that all of us need to follow this morning. And so, if we'll listen to him and we'll follow him, he's promised he's going to protect us. Now, you say, well, preacher, why does bad things happen to good people? Well, I've made that statement before, and somebody says, well, preacher, nobody's good. And, of course, that's true this morning. There is no one good. The Bible tells us that. But listen, I realize that tonight, this morning, but I'm glad that which lives within me is good. Amen. Amen. Wow. I'm nothing apart from him this morning, but I am a sheep in the sheepfold of God. And I'm glad this morning he is my good shepherd. And I'm glad if I will listen to him, I will never go wrong. You know what happens to sheep when they get in trouble, or the reason they get in trouble? They don't follow the shepherd. Now, sometimes they'll get away from the sheepfold. We're not going to talk about that much today, but we will talk about it. But you can get away this morning and get out from under, if you will, the shepherd's, I want to be careful the way I say this morning. Now, he knows where we're at. He knows what we need, and he wants to protect us, and he wants to provide. But sometimes, if we're not careful, the sheep will get away from him. So this morning, we need to understand that he is a good shepherd. What we need to do is keep listening to him. There's a lot of voices out there in the world. There's a lot of things that will take us away. There's a lot of things that will pull us away. So we need to be careful who we listen to. We need to make sure that it is the good shepherd that we are listening to this morning. Because the good shepherd, he's personally involved in the sheep. He provides for the sheep. He protects the sheep. And thank God he does. Now I want to give you a few things about the sheep this morning. That's just a few things about the good shepherd. But I want to give you some things about the sheep. Now, first of all, I want you to notice some things from our text this morning that he talks about, as we've already said. The sheep and the sheep in verse 3, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by what? By name. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? I'm glad he knows my name. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad this morning that he knows your name? He knows where you're at. He knows what you do. But again, notice first of all about the sheep that they hear his voice. I've done some studying on sheep, and these are just going to be some very, very few facts that I have here, but just a few maybe to help us to understand the sheep. First of all, I found that the sheep have very sensitive hearing. They have great hearing. They can hear very well. How many times did Jesus, all through the scriptures, he's talking about listening. And he's talking about hearing. We need to hear from him this morning. And listen, if we've got our ear bent toward the shepherd, I guarantee he has something that he wants to say to all of us here today. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he still speaks? I realize he don't speak in an audible voice this morning. But can I say he speaks louder than that sometimes? I'm glad through the Spirit of God, I'm glad through the Word of God, that he still speaks to me. Hallelujah. I'm glad he'll speak to you. And friend, even if you don't know him today, I can promise you, hallelujah, it's his desire for you to come into the sheepfold of God today, and he will speak to your heart. He will draw you today. Listen to the shepherd. Listen to the shepherd. And if you'll do that and follow him, you'll never be sorry today, my friend. But sheep have very sensitive hearing. Sometimes it's not that they hear, it's sometimes that they don't listen. Hello? Sometimes we, I think it was Isaiah, and I'll probably use this verse of Scripture next week, all we like sheep have gone astray. Sometimes we don't have our ears perked up toward heaven. Sometimes we don't want to hear what the shepherd has to say. Huh? Oh, yes, sometimes we want to, we think we know there's a, we think with our own hearts and our own minds that there's a better way. Could I say this morning there is no better way other than the Lord Jesus Christ's way today? There is no better way. So I found today that sheep have very sensitive hearing, they have good hearing. They can hear the shepherd's voice, and I'm glad that he is still speaking today. Not only did I find out that they have sensitive hearing, but also I found that their sight is very important to sheep. I got several things here about the sight. Their eyes are very good. Now, sometimes I read where, of course, they grow wool, and sometimes that wool can kind of grow out over their eyes, and that maybe impede their sight just a little bit. But for the most part, they have very good sight, and sight is very important to a sheep. And I want you to understand that this morning. I'm going to give you some other things about the importance of the sight. It was said about sheep that they have a tendency to move out of the dark and into well-lit areas. Sheep don't like darkness. Hello? Hey, man, think about that this morning. I'm glad he is the light of the world, aren't you? And this morning, sheep don't necessarily like it in dark areas. If there's a dark area, they want to move out into the light. Could I say to you this morning, friend, if you're walking in darkness, quit walking in darkness and come and walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ today, because he is the light of the world. So they have very good hearing. They have very sensitive eyesight. They can see. And it's, of course, seeing is important to any kind of animal or any kind of creature this morning. We understand that. But again, it gives them a tendency to move out of the darkness and into well-lit areas. Also, sheep, I found this interesting. Sheep can recognize individual human faces and remember them for years. Is that not amazing? Now remember, you and I are sheep this morning. He's the shepherd. We're the sheep. And they can recognize someone or see someone and recognize them for years. Now, not only that, but let me give you something else. Sight is important to the sheep. Each sheep lifts its head upwards to check the position of other sheep. Now, think about that for just a minute. You are a sheep, and you are in a sheepfold. Amen? I feel like I'm losing some of you here. You are a part of the body of Christ. You are a part, or most of you here today. Now, we got our folks visiting from Georgia today, and I'm glad they're here. And they're actually a part of another sheepfold there in Georgia, but we're all in the same sheepfold in a sense. But you are in this local body of believers. And those sheep will raise their head and start looking around and checking on the other sheep. Some people says, well, that might be, they may be considered nosy sheep. No, I'm going to give you some more things about the sheep here in just a moment that I believe will help us with this thought. But they keep a check on the other sheep. In other words, if there's some missing, they take notice of it. You are in the sheepfold of God. You are in the sheepfold of Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. And when you're not here, people are looking around to see where the sheep are. If you're really in the sheepfold, now the shepherd, he's always looking. I wish some more people were here today, don't you? Maybe they'd get it. Hey, man, hallelujah. So I'm saying this morning that they use their eyesight. They keep, notice this sheep over here. Now, this is Bob here. This is Bob the sheep. Bob the sheep. He don't have a name yet, but he'll get one. You'll understand more by and by. But notice, he's got his head cocked up. Now, that's the way he came. Maybe that's just the way he made it. But they keep an eye for the other sheep. Does the Bible not teach us that we're to care for one another and to love one another? And try to encourage one another. And to look out for one another. Is that not what the Bible teaches you and I is, that are in the sheepfold of God? Listen, friend, if you're not in the sheepfold of God, you're missing out. Again, sight is important to the sheep. Each sheep lifts its head upwards to check the position of other sheep in the flock. The constant monitoring is what probably keeps the sheep in a flock. In other words, if they start scattering, they're all probably going to start scattering. Sheep become stressed when they are isolated. The sight of other sheep, kind of like this. The sight of other sheep reduces stress. Did you come in this morning all stressed out? Huh? Why, just coming into this place where the other sheep are roaming around and grazing of the good things of God and looking to the shepherd and listening for his voice this morning. Hallelujah. That ought to relieve the stress for just a little while today. Amen. Now, sheep don't like to be isolated. Sheep like to be able to look around and see the other sheep. And I found it interesting, as I've said, the sight of other sheep reduces stress. We're living in a stressful world. I and you have probably never seen a time that is any more stressful than the time that we live in today. We got to run here. We got to run there. We got to do this. We got to do that. I was thinking coming to church this morning. I can remember as a boy growing up that... I'm sure life was stressful, but of course, growing up, you know, as kids, life's not stressful. Or it shouldn't be. Amen. Unfortunately, a lot of our children are facing things that they ought not to have to face in this stressful world. But what I was thinking about on the way to church this morning, that Sunday used to be an important day. The Lord's Day used to be an important day. Church used to be an important function within the society, within the community. It used to be something that was important to people. And so there was a lot of things that were... I can remember when things were closed on Sunday. Now, I know our young people's going, do what? You couldn't go to Walmart on Sunday? Well, there wasn't a Walmart. Hallelujah. Hey, man. No wonder people are so stressed out. In society, Sunday was an important day. It was the Lord's Day. Even if people didn't go to church, a lot of them just stayed at home with their family. Now, I'm not asking you to do that. Be in church. Because sheep need to see other sheep because it relieves stress. They need to be around other sheep. I can remember when a lot of business downtown Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, would close at 12 o'clock on Wednesday. Now, why was that? Could it possibly have been so that for those folks that wanted to go to prayer meeting on Wednesday night could go? Why? Because the sheep, they need to be around one another. And they're looking up and they're checking to see where the rest of them sheep are. You say, well, that's just because they want to get to that next pile of grass before the other does. Well, there's some sheep like that. But if you and I follow the good shepherd, there'll be enough to go around for everybody. Hey, man. They have excellent hearing. Their eyesight's very important because they keep a check on the rest of the flock. And if they can see the rest of the flock, or the sight of the other sheep reduces stress. Sheep are flock animals. I want you to get this. Sheep are flock animals. They thrive better when they are part of a flock. So said they don't like to be isolated. They like to be a part of a flock. I'm glad I'm a part of a flock, aren't you? Did not the writer of the book of Hebrews say something about not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together? Does the Bible not teach us, I believe, continually all through the Scriptures, especially in the New Testament, that we are part of the family of God, we are part of the church of God, and that we need to gather together, and we need to worship together, we need to cry together, we need to shout together, we need to rejoice together. Why? Because being together, sheep are a flock animal, and God has made us, Him being the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, we're part of a flock this morning, and hallelujah, we ought to stick together, we ought to stay together, we ought to worship together, we ought to look out for one another. I'm telling you this morning, I'm glad to be a part of the family of God this morning. They're a flock animal. They don't do well when they are apart from the flock. Unfortunately, some people have a tendency to leave the flock and go off somewhere else. Now, sometimes God moves people, and I understand that, and God's brought people here. And I'm thankful for everyone that God has brought here. But if you are in the family of God, and you decide, I'm just going to walk away from it all, I'm just going to quit church, I was over in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, the latter part of this week, and there was a man, I reckon half of Wilkes County must have been over there. Dear Lord, I can't get away for nothing. But there was a man there, and I'm not going to call his name. And matter of fact, I don't even know his name. If I do, I can't remember it, so that's good. But he had delivered something to our house about a year and a half ago. I invited him to church. And he began to tell me, the first thing he said when he seen me Thursday or Friday, I believe it was Friday. He didn't remember me, but I remembered him. The first thing he said when I began to talk to him, he says, oh, I sure hope God ain't called you to preach. Because he's just got a sore spot for preachers. I said, well, matter of fact, I pastor Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. Don't you remember me inviting you? The demeanor changed just a little. But this preacher had done wrong and that preacher had done wrong. So what he had done over a year and a half, well over a year and a half ago, or it's probably been 3 or 4 years, he just quit. So you know what he done if he's really saved and he's really in the sheepfold of God? Now, that's not for me to say. I don't know. I was just trying to help the man. I just tried to invite him to a good old-fashioned Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church and get in there and be a part of the flock somewhere. Why? Because we need one another. But what he's done is he's went over here and he's left the flock and he's just isolated himself. He don't have what we got this morning. Now, he could have. And he should have. And one day, he's going to need it. He's going to need it. All the money in the world will not take care of the needs that he has for his life and for his family. He needs the sheepfold of God. He needs the good shepherd. You need the good shepherd this morning because sheep are a flock animal. They got to be around other sheep. If they're going to prosper, if they're going to be fruitful. Now, how does the sheep be fruitful? It grows this wool. So it needs the proper nutrition. It needs the most stress-free life that he can have. Why did he say, why did David say, the Lord's my shepherd? I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Trying to relieve the stress. Listen, if you don't come to church for no other reason, just to relieve the stress, it'd be helpful to you. I don't know why people can go 2 or 3 weeks, a month, go twice a year. Done my part. Well, something's wrong. My question to you this morning is, are you in the sheepfold? You a flock animal? Oh, preacher, ain't no animal. Well, we'll talk about that later. See, Jesus is trying to teach us some things. My sheep hear my voice. I call them by name, and they follow me. And if your shepherd don't ever take you to church, to hang out with the rest of the sheep, man, it's getting quiet in here.
Go ahead.
Is it all right, brother?
Amen.
Are you all right?
I'm
all right. But if your shepherd don't ever take you to church, if your shepherd don't want to get you involved in a flock somewhere, feel how soft that is. Just feel that. This is Bob. You met Bob. Why? Because we need a sheepfold. If our relationship with the shepherd won't bring us to church, I ain't so sure it'll get us to heaven.
Right.
Preacher, I'll tell you one thing. I'm all right on my own. No, you're not. You need the shepherd and you need the sheep. Because sheep are flock animals. They can hear good. They need their seeing. Nathan wants my sheep. Bye! Bye! You want to touch the sheep? Oh, yeah. Ain't that nice? I told Drew this morning, I said, nobody else may not ever remember these two messages that I'm going to preach, but I said, the kids will never forget it. It was well worth the price of what I give for these sheep. Amen. If they can learn some lessons from them. Matter of fact, when I get done preaching with them, they'll be in my office to remind me. And once in a while, I might just put them out here to remind you. That you're part of the flock of God. And sheep need one another. Seeing other sheep produces stress. Let me give you something else here. I know I've got to get done here. They thrive better when they're part of a flock. You may not like this one much, but I think I've already made reference to this when I preached something similar before, but Sheep are frequently thought of as an unintelligent animal. In other words, they're not too smart. Sometimes we think we are. See, that's the reason that sheep need a shepherd. Because we don't know what's best. We don't know which direction. They have a very poor sense of direction. They need a shepherd to lead them. Why is he the shepherd? Why does God give under shepherds? To lead the sheep in the right direction.
Amen.
People today think they're really smart. We're living in some of the craziest times, like some of the craziest people I've ever seen. You know what the problem is? They're not following the shepherd. They're not hearing his voice. They're not following him. They're thought of as unintelligent animals. They need a shepherd. Their flocking behavior and quickness to flee and panic can make shepherding a difficult endeavor. I probably need to say that again. Some of you didn't get it. Their flocking behavior and quickness to flee and panic. Oh, I got to go! Make shepherding a difficult endeavor. Can you imagine that shepherd out there on the hillside and them things begin to panic and run here and run there and run everywhere? Well, it's his job to make sure he looks after them. He protects those sheep with his life.
Yeah.
He would lay down that shepherd and that sheepfold would lay down in the doorway of that sheepfold at night, whatever they put up. A lot of times it would be some kind of thing that they would put up, and that shepherd would lay in front of that sheepfold to protect those sheep. Nothing wasn't going to get his sheep. But he gets them out there on the hillside, and this side they're going to scatter. Man, sometimes it makes it hard when people want to scatter and run off. And you begin to wonder where they're at. But sheep are going to thrive best when they stay in the flock. They keep their eyes on one another. Look after one another. They follow the shepherd. Nutrition is important to the sheep. I found it interesting that taste is one of the most important senses of a sheep. Now, as you study about sheep and goats, you will find that there are some similarities. But one of the things that you will find very different is their diet. A sheep doesn't like anything that's bitter. A goat will eat anything. You can throw 10 cans in the yard. If you got a goat, he'll eat it. Briars, it don't make any difference. Man, they'll just eat anything, I reckon. But now sheep won't. Now there's a lesson here. There's a lesson here for a sheep. Nutrition, again, is very vital to the health and welfare of the sheep. If he don't eat good, if he don't eat the right things, then he's not going to be a healthy sheep. He's not going to produce the wool that he needs to produce. He's not going to be the sheep that he needs to be. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we need to eat the right kind of food spiritually. If we're going to be the sheep that God wants us to be, if we're going to be healthy, if we're going to be productive, if we're going to be helpful to the sheepfold and to the shepherd, then we have to have the right kind of nutrition. The things of this world ought to be bitter to us. We ought not to take everything that's coming and going. Listen to me this morning, my friend. We ought to eat of the things of God. We ought to eat of the Word of God. We ought to fill our souls and our spirit upon the things of God, and the things of this world ought to be bitter to us this morning, because the nutrition of the sheep is very vital. I'm about done, I promise. I'm having a good time. Psalms 34:8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. We'll give you this final verse of Scripture and I'll be done. Jesus said this in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 9, and verse number 36. Speaking of Jesus Himself, but when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I wonder, as God looks at your life today and God looks at my life, and not only does He look at it, but He knows it. I wonder this morning, are you in the sheepfold of God? Are you listening to His voice? Are you following Him? Are you being productive? Are you sticking with the sheepfold? Are you having a tendency to wander off? Now, there's some things that the shepherd would do if a sheep got to wandering too many times. That staff that he carries. Now, he can use that hook to reach out there and gently bring them in. But he also can take the end of it and break their leg if they get to wandering off too much. Why would he do that? Because he wants to protect the sheep. They're most of the time very timid animals. And the predators are out there. I found it interesting as I was studying about a sheep that a lot of times if they become sick or wounded, they'll try to cover it up to keep from the predators noticing it and getting them, attacking them. Old devil's good at what he does. He finds us weak. He finds us wounded. What's the first thing he's going to do? He's going to attack us. He's like that roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Old Bob said he was just going to stay in the sheepfold. You like my sheep?
I do.
Amen. I'm glad he's my good shepherd.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm in the sheepfold of God. And as long as I will listen to his voice, as long as I will follow him, he's promised he would provide for me. He's promised he would protect me. Today, my question to you this morning is, are you in the sheepfold? Is he really your good shepherd? Are you following him? If you're going places a sheep ought not to go, if you're partaking of things of that you ought not to be partaking of, you might ought to listen up here real close. Perk those ears up. Because maybe he's speaking to you. The shepherd and the sheep. It's a very special relationship. And sheep are a flock animal. They got to have other sheep. I wonder today, are you in the sheepfold of God? If not, I invite you to Calvary to be the good shepherd this morning. Maybe you like his fellow over here. See, he's still over here by himself. Now, he's not going to be productive. He's not going to be happy. Shepherd's concerned about him. And sometimes that shepherd will leave and go hunting for that sheep that is lost. As Brother Richard says to the kids at school, come back next week and you'll find out. as we stand to our feet this morning all over the house. Brother Scotty, come get us a song together. Father, we love you today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for this great scripture this morning that we've tried to preach unto your people. And Lord, I know that I've not even begun to scratch the surface of the greatness of that relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. But Lord, I pray this morning in the stillness of this service, if there's someone here today that's never trusted in you, and Lord, they're not in the sheepfold of God, but Lord, maybe they've wandered away out of the sheepfold that they're supposed to be a part of. And Lord, I pray that you might speak to their hearts here this morning. And Lord, I pray that you might help them to come today. Lord, you take the invitation. Lord, it's yours. I pray you'll speak to hearts, and I pray that, Lord, we will listen. And Lord, as you call out names this morning, as you speak this morning, I pray that we would follow you. Take the invitation. Use it, Lord. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. What you got picked out for us, brother?